Chapter 148, Antidote to Unease. Dear family, picture this. I have procured a blue Renault 4 as form of transport to and from rehearsals, generously lent specifically for this worthy purpose. Renault 4, the name I suppose referring to it having four wheels and four doors. I am not aware of there being a three. It is a concise car, a car of few words, void of the superfluous and extravagance, the gear shift sticking out from the dashboard, a French knack for invention, a motor that hums and purrs sweetly like a sewing machine, windows that slide sideways instead of up and down. Dear family, picture this. Winter morning, air frozen still, sound silenced, could hear a frozen blade of grass snap. Renault 4 with flat battery and car park turned to ice. I attempt to push start the car alone. Solo, without assistance or further guidance. I try to get it rolling across the ice on the slight incline to pop it into second gear when the time comes and set the engine whirring. However, Cuban heels slip on ice, like I'm running on the spot. The car has not moved an inch as I slip and splay this way and that way. A picture of futility, the crows must think, as they look down on me, deridingly. I would never make it on public transport, so appointment missed. I was to audition for a one-man combo in need of voice. The man without qualities. The project is named after an unfinished modernist novel, I am told. Yes, curiosity sparked and word is out. My presence has been felt. People in the biz are after my number. In the meantime, waiting for the world to come knocking at my door, I have secured a cozy little rehearsal shed in a back street of Hackney. It is lined with hessian soaked in cigarette smoke, spilt beer and sweat. For acoustic considerations, I imagine. The Hackney damp rising up regardless through layer upon layer of discarded carpet. From a pub in Dalston Road, apparently. What's more, the rent is affordable and there is electricity well received. And the owner peeking in the window every now and then to make sure we haven't turned the radiator up to 2. The walls are crumbling, disintegrating in unlit corners and doors too swollen to effectively close, but little does this matter. We feel at home for now, focused on the task at hand, piecing together these songs with the utmost care and attention. Splashing paint onto the canvas, different colours in different ways. We must have moved into abstract expressionism, are in a new groove, riding the feeling, riding the flow, ceasing to exist all our external cares and internal woes. What a state of mind that is, what a place to be. We have this new music to grapple with, to conjure up and execute. Perhaps this music will be heard, perhaps it will not. We are adding to the cacophony of the jungle. Perhaps the song will become one of those extinct exotic birds that you try to imagine but never really do succeed. Glimpsed in dreams. Teasingly, half-imagined, like a dubious sighting of a Tasmanian tiger or a dodo bird. Straight down into the earth our music soaks, those ungainly beats and angular chords. Joyce and Beckett and de Kooning in the corner egging us on. Don't start improvising, for God's sake. Here comes Marquis Smith, mining the seam, hanging on to the dream, lodged inside, a bright shard, core of the flame, impossible to extinguish, for the time being at least, simply a need, a reaction to states or circumstances, the configuration of stars, this infernal reaching out blindly for something, not knowing exactly what that something might be, achievement or fulfillment, presumably, antidote to unease, a state of mind, if you please. Hugs and kisses to all and sundry, the roaming one.